have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Oh,
you are amazing.
I Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're excited tonight to be here yet again. Hallelujah. God has given us this opportunity, and we don't take it lightly. And so we're excited to be here. Amen. To do what God has called us to do. So I'm going to give you a few seconds to go ahead and call a friend, call a neighbor, and let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter is on the line tonight. Amen. And there is a word from the Lord. Call them up. Come on here. Get them on three-way. Y'all might get this and go on Facebook. Send the picture, send the post, and let them know that I'm here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We do honor the Lord tonight. Amen. And there is a word. Somebody say, well, is that a word? Yeah, it's a word. Amen. It may hit you in the head, but it's still a word. Come on here. God has a word really with us in mind. The Lord loves us. He's so concerned about us. Amen. And he has us on his mind. And we are in the end times. And so with that being said, we got to prepare ourselves and stay ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you hadn't done some of the things you desire to do in your life by now, I don't know what to tell you. You know, a lot of people have lived their lives and still they're not serving God. Amen. You have a lot of people who have done everything up under the sun and still they're not walking in what God called them to walk in. And but I don't want that to be said amongst us. I want you, every one of you, to look at yourself, self-examine yourself and say, Lord, am I in the place that I need to be with you? Lord, am I doing what you have called me to do? Lord, is this what you want me to be doing right now? Lord, God, we need to know what God's will is for our lives. Amen. You need to stop walking around as if you don't have a future. It's as if you don't have a plan or a purpose. Listen, God has preordained every one of our lives. We all were created for purpose. Amen. So you do have purpose, but are we walking in our purpose? Are we walking towards destiny? Are we doing and being who God have ordained for us to be? That is the question you need to ask to yourself tonight. Amen. Lord, am I doing what I need to be doing? Or am I going where I need to go? Am I saying what I need to say? And if you're not, you have an opportunity tonight to switch that up. Amen. You have an opportunity tonight to get things in order. All right. You know, I was saying on the prayer line this morning how we used to say, well, I'll see you in 3 months. I'll be there in 3 months. And most likely you were there, right? But now you can't plan ahead like that, because sometimes when you plan ahead, things happen and your plans are shredded. You know that you can't follow through with them. So I used to hear the old people say, well, you know, if it's the Lord's will, if it's his will, right, I'll see you. And, you know, it has got to be his will. You know what I mean? Because we're not even sure as to the next second of what we're going to be doing. You know, we may have planned to do something, but it may not be his will for us to do that. And we're doing something totally different. So I want you to be, educate yourself and know that we are in the last days, and you don't have time to play anymore. You don't have time to make a decision whether you're going to be, you know what I mean? You know how y'all say this cliche, I'll be in when I get myself together. Honey, you're never going to get yourself good enough together enough to come to the Lord. You need to come just like you are and let him clean you up, because he's a cleaner. Amen. He will clean you up. He is the quicker picker upper. Come on here. Somebody say he's the quicker picker upper tonight. Hallelujah. And can't nobody do you like the Lord. You better hear that tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to go ahead and get the accolades out of the way. I do honor the Lord on tonight. Amen. I bless God for my husband, Bishop James Hunter. Amen. I thank God for him. Hallelujah. I thank God. Amen. For our ministry, Forever Flowing Ministries, right? Incorporated. Hallelujah. We do thank God. Hallelujah. For each one of you in the Body of Believers International Prayer Line and Married to Ministry. So we thank God for everything that he's doing at the flow in the people, for the people, and through the people. So listen, Dr. Kimmy Kim, I got to shout you out tonight. I love you. Amen. I thank God for all the hard work. You do some hard work, you know, and you never complain. I never hear you complaining. Amen. And we just thank God for you and your family. My prayer is that God will continue to keep you guys safe in his arms. Amen. Even your father, that God will continue to keep all of you safe in his arms. We are thanking God now tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. That for what he's about to release to us. There are some of you, you need to be setting yourself in the right posture, because God is getting ready to download some information that's going to cause you to be in a wealthy place. God is getting ready to pour out his spirit on some of you. Hallelujah. And it's going to rain. I'm telling you, that money going to rain like regular rain. It's going to rain down, shower down. Come on. I'm telling you, God is getting ready to even elevate some of you on tonight in the realm of the spirit. He's elevating your mind. He's elevating your brain capacity. He's elevating your heart. God is getting ready to do something in your body tonight. Amen. That God want to bless us, right? And so we just got to be in the right posture to receive. So if you're not in the right posture, I want to admonish you to get in the right posture. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for these, your people that have assembled on this line, on this broadcast. We thank you for what you're going to do on tonight. We thank you for what you're going to say. Father, I ask that you decrease me and you increase and get all of your glory. Father, we won't stand in the way of your glory. We just thank you, oh God, for being a vessel. Amen. Tonight, oh God. And we just thank you for all that you are doing, have done, and will do. We know that you can. And listen, if you don't want to do it, it's not that you can't, right? So we thank God on tonight. We just bless his holy name, for he is worthy to be praised. And we just say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen again. Listen, bless people of God. God is up to something big. He's up to something. I'm telling you, something humongous. We're not going to be able to explain it. It's going to be undescribable of how he did it. Now, we'll be able to talk about what happened, but we won't be able to explain how it happened, right? Because what he's about to do is going to blow our minds. And because, excuse me, we wasn't looking for it, and because we didn't expect it to be like this, we're not going to be able to explain how it happened. All we're going to be able to say is God did it. God did it. God did it. I'm excited tonight because God is about to do something major in your life. I said major. It's not going to be no penny anything. I'm talking about a major door is about to open for the body of Christ. God is getting ready to open doors that no man can close. Hallelujah. And I'm so excited about that on tonight. I'm excited. So listen, you guys, I have maybe one more week. And I think my book signing will be next Saturday. So if you have not ordered your books, if you have not inboxed me to order your books, we need for you to go ahead and do that before the book signing on May the 28th, amen, at 2:30 to 6 p.m. at the library on Greelot Road. We're so excited, hallelujah, about what God is doing, amen. And so, need you to do that. Y'all get off the line tonight and blow my DM up, amen, so that you can get those books in your hands. July the 7th, 8th, and 10th, the church is giving us a 18-year pastoral anniversary. Amen. And this is our second one. And so I'm going to let you guys know, just in case you want to fly in. And if you can't come, you can still send a seed, right? If you can't show up, let your money do the talking for you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just wanted to bring that on the line today. We got a lot of things going on at the flow. But listen, I'm just excited, amen, about what God is doing in your life. You know, I'm so glad to see people coming out of their shell. I'm glad to see people accepting God for who he really is in their lives and trying to build a relationship with him. I'm excited about people getting in alignment with the Father. That is the only way we're going to survive. We got to be on the same page, saying the same thing, doing the same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's unity right there. Where there is unity, there is what? Strength, right? So we bless the Lord. So let's go to our paperback Bibles Amen. On tonight, we're going to the paperback book. I feel like the Almighty quiet on the other side of this line. But let me tell you something. You might as well wake up. God is up to something. You might as well get stirred up because God is up to something. There are some things he won't even tell you what he's about to do because you may mess it up. You know, we sometimes talk too much. Come on here. And sometimes we never shut up. And because we talk too much, we can mess up the plan of God. So right now, he may not be saying nothing to you. It does not mean that he's not working behind the scene. It does not mean that he's not working for your good. The Bible reminds us that all things are working together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want y'all out there to pray for me. Pray for my vocals. Amen. Pray for my vocals. I bind sinus infections, and I don't know what else to bind. Amen. Amen. But that, and I bind the spirit of hoarseness. We will not be hoarse in Jesus' name. Y'all pray for me now. Hallelujah. That's what I want you to pray. Glory to God. Let's go to Galatians on tonight. Ah, yes, Lord Jesus. Let's go to Galatians. We're going to go to the sixth chapter. I'm going to take my time just a little bit, but we're going to open up the phone lines a little bit early on tonight. So y'all just bear with me. Brethren, verse 1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. My Lord, we're going to stop right there and just we're going to dissect the word on tonight. Is that all right? Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, if you got brothers and sisters out there and they overtaken in sin, they are, oh, Lord, have mercy. They are overtaken in a sexual immorality, sexual perversion, yes. Hallelujah. You know that they are overtaken. Come on. Hallelujah. The Bible say ye which are what? Spiritual. It didn't say ye which are dirty. It didn't say ye which are carnal minded. It said ye which are spiritual. So that lets you know that can't know anybody bring you, restore you back to your rightful place. Can't know anybody pray for you. Y'all better hear me tonight. Y'all want to run around here praying for folks like you know what you're doing. But the Bible says ye which are what? Spiritual. Restore such an one in the spirit of meekness. You got to come meek. You got to come humble. You can't come prideful. You can't come haughty. Well, if you hadn't been there, it wouldn't have happened. You always in the wrong place. That's the wrong spirit. That's why the Bible says, ye which are spiritual. How many of you have ever had anybody that was your girlfriend or your guy friend and you were telling them about, you know, something that happened and the first thing they say, I told you so. I told you so. That's another cliche. Body of believers. I'm giving cliches out every day. Oh, somebody got to say a cliche every day. So, you know, they're gloating about what happened to you. That's what you get. You didn't listen to me. I told you so. Don't nobody want to hear that when they're going through. Come on. Am I right about it? Don't nobody want to hear you telling them, if you hadn't listened to me, it would have never happened. Listen, the Bible said, ye which are what? Spiritual. Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. You can't go any kind of way to a person when they done did wrong. You can't go cussing, C-U-S-S-I-N-G. And you can't go cursing, C-U-R-S, all right? So I just want to make sure you know C-U-R-S-E. You can't curse and you can't cuss, right? You can't go doing that. You can't go slandering them. You can't go wanting to fight them. You got to come in the right way. You got to come humble, meek, and kind. Amen. One that really concerned about what happened. You know what I'm saying? Something, and you got to show the concern. And it's got to be heartfelt. Because if they feel that you got an attitude or you laughing underneath your breath at them, they will cut it off. They won't even talk to you about it. And people, in what you're doing, when you come in the wrong spirit, you're holding up a person from getting their breakthrough. You're holding them up from getting their deliverance because of your nasty disposition. Amen. Glory to God. And then the Bible says, consider yourself. You better look at yourself, because you could be the same. It could have been you in the same shoes. It could be you tomorrow in the same shoes. And you wouldn't want anybody else, what? Laughing at you, pointing the finger at you, mocking you, right? Cussing you and saying, why shouldn't you? If you had to listen to me, you wouldn't have been in those shoes. You know, parents, we like to do that. If you just would have listened. But it's a way in which we can say it and they can receive it. Here's an example. Well, baby, you know, I'm sorry that that happened to you. You know, I really am, you know, I wish you had to listen to me like that. And then they will say, yeah, mama, you're right. You know what I mean? But if I come and see it, I told you, but your hard-headed self, you don't want to listen and let nobody tell you it's always your way. And coming that way, you're going to stir up strife. You're going to stir up wrath. They're going to be ready to, you know what I'm saying? So we want to keep the peace. We got to have the right temperament, right? We got to have the right temperament. We cannot go in the wrong spirit. And for some of you people, some of you act like you just got saved and you've been in this thing for a minute, and you still think that you can talk to leaders any kind of way. They may have messed up. They may have pronounced the wrong word. They may have used the wrong scripture. They may have said things in the wrong context. But that is not your job to talk down on them. Who are you? You don't do that. It's a time and a place that we do, you know, that we do anything. You know, you don't try to embarrass them in front of the whole church. You out of order, for real, because you really can't deal with the leaders. God has to deal with the leaders. Amen. All you're supposed to do is pray for them. But you got to consider your own self. You could be in worse shoes. Hallelujah. Well, you looking at their shoes and they look bad. You could be in some worse shape, right? You got to consider, Lord, I thank you. But listen, this is what I said. Lord, I thank you that it didn't happen to me. But Lord, help them. Help them, God. Help them get back on the right track. Bless them, God. Keep them in the right frame of mind so that they can, you know, learn from this mistake, right? Amen. Well, you know, we got to consider ourselves. Look at yourself, because you know if it happened to you, you wouldn't like it. It is obvious what kind of life develops out of trying to get your own way all the time. Some of you want your way all the time. You want your way all the time. Amen. So the Bible begins to talk about, you know, when your brother is overtaken in a fault. So what kind of fault can, again, I named sexual immorality, sexual perversion. They can be in being overtaken because they were in love with somebody and later found out that they had a spouse that they didn't know anything of. But yet they kept seeing them and they kept being with them after they found out the truth. They got overtaken. They got swamped in. They got swindled in. Come on. They got bamboozled and they got hoodwinked. Right? And they got overtaken. Or they loved to shoot dice and they wouldn't stop playing dice. And they was then losing their money playing dice. But they kept on playing dice and they stopped paying their tithes and offerings. They got out of the will of God. They got all the way out of the will of God. My God. So they overtaken in a fall. But we that are spiritual, we got to restore such one. Amen. We got to come meet now. Don't you go with your bad self want to fight somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. So live creatively, y'all. Live creatively. If someone falls into sin, forgiving them, restore them, saving your critical comments for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Saving your critical comments for yourself. You might be needing forgiveness before the day's out. We never know. You know, before the day's out, you might have sinned, right? But the Bible tells us to do what? Repent quickly. So you may be needing the same forgiveness that they are needing now from God. And because of your nasty ways, you didn't want to forgive them. You know, and so let's go back to the word. The word says, how many times, you know, are we supposed to forgive our neighbors? Right? I'm going to leave that with you. Y'all look it up. Amen. How many times? You just don't forgive a person on one time. That ain't what the word says. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. So stoop down and reach out to those who are oppressed, right? Share their burdens and so complete Christ's law. If you think you are too good for that, You are badly deceived. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go right now to verse 4. But let every man approve his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. I'm going to read it one more time. But let every man prove him his own work. Prove your own work. You know, I love that song, "May the work I've done speak for me." You want your work to speak for you. When I'm down there slaving, if I'm down there working hard in the vineyard, if I'm down there doing things, you know, that God has already told me to do, I want my work to speak for me. I don't want nobody coming in there and then they come and after I done got completed, now they want to get credit for what I done done. What I love about God, he ain't got to go through nobody else to come bless me. He can reach right down to me, right from heaven. He can reach right down to me and bless me. He does not have to bypass you to get to me. He knows the work. He knows your work. He knows our works. Listen, your works don't go unnoticed. Amen. Everything that you're doing every day is being recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. So your works are not being unnoticed. Amen. Glory to God. And then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden, right? Make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have done. I have been doing. And then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. You know, when you think you're better than everybody else, come on now, you know things happen. When we think we're so better than this one and that one, and stop thumbing yourself up by the next one, but then don't think that you're better because they may not have the same dialect, or because they may not have the same economical statuses as you, or because they may not have been in the same places as you. Maybe they have been raised a different way than you. Maybe they have lived in the projects, or you always lived in the White House. Come on. So don't, Lord have mercy. We cannot, amen, compare ourselves with others. And you know, we can't. You can't do that, because we too can make mistakes, right? We too are an imperfect person, but we serve a perfect God. And if you have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you is perfect, right? It is the perfected one. Hallelujah. But if you continue to yield to the Holy Ghost, it'll help you get to being perfect. Glory to God. So don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life, right? I have my own life to live. You got your own life to live, right? We got to stay in our own lane. As I was saying maybe last week on the prayer line, I was talking about our plates. God has given each one of us a capacity to fulfill. I have my plate. You have your plate. The next man and woman have their plate. The children have their plate. So my prayer is, God, let me work in the capacity wherewith you have given me. God, don't let me step outside of the capacity, because if I step outside of the capacity, I'm going to mess up. God, help me stay right where you got me. God, have mercy. Help me to be groomed and proven right in the capacity that which you have given me. Don't let me try to be like nobody else. Don't let me put nobody else's their ways on my plate, trying to be like them, trying to mock them, trying to mimic them. I don't want to preach like them. Lord, don't let me be trying to sound like them. Let me have my own identity in you. Come on, somebody. Lord, let me have my own identity in you. Glory to God. Because we got to be authentic, right? People can appreciate transparency when it comes from an authentic voice. But when you sound like somebody else, they be like, oh, child, she trying to preach like this one. And she trying to sound like this one. Ain't nobody got time for that. We got too many fake folks sounding like that anyway. We need to listen. I'm going to tell y'all right now, people need a word from the Lord. They need to be directed back to God. All this stuff that goes on in the pulpit about this and about that and about this and this and that, we need a word from the Lord. Come on. Do I have anybody out there today, tonight, that says, I need a word from the Lord? Just one word from God will catapult you into your destiny. Just one word from God will change your whole trajectory. I want you to know tonight, all we need is one word. Somebody say one word. Somebody shout one word on tonight. Hallelujah. One word, Lord. Give me one word. Hallelujah. And see, we, you know, you hear so much, you know, and so much is going on. We got to shut down the noise. We got to stop listening to the noise. There's such a vibration that comes from the fake. There's such a vibration that comes with mess and confusion. So you're not even able to grasp or comprehend what God is doing. You're not able to grasp or comprehend what God is saying. You run to all false prophets trying to get an answer when you got a prophet in your house. You got a prophet in your midst. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You run around here looking for everybody to speak into your life. Do you not know everyone you looking for can speak a different word? Why? Because that's what you want to hear. And you're going to get what you want to hear, and you, but you ain't ready for what you may get. Lord have mercy. I'm trying to tell you, God want to deal with you one-on-one. God want to hear. Listen, he want to hear from you, and you definitely need to hear from him, right? Glory to God. So listen, each of you, each of us, all of us, we got to take responsibility for doing the creative best we can do in our own life. Stay in your lane. If you can't sing, you can still, you know, try to sing praises unto God. Try to get on the note. Sing under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Sing under the unction of the Holy Spirit, however you want to say it. But I'm telling you, some people don't have, I know some people who does not have a melodious voice. But when they sing it under the anointing, it destroys yoke. Do you hear what I'm saying? But if singing is not your lane, work the lane that God gave you. You might can't sing like Ja'Kalen Carr, but you can preach like Paul. Come on here. Right? I may can't preach like Paul, but I can sing like the angels. Come on here, somebody. Stay in your lane, because God have given every one of us our own lanes, and all we got to do is be true to what he called us to. All we got to do is to obey what he called us to do. Obedience is better than sacrifice. If we obey the voice of the Lord, if we hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord, listen, God's going to make some things happen for us. Listen, your obedience is key in this hour. One thing about it, your obedience, your faith, your expectation, my God, hallelujah, your prayer life are some essential things that you need in this hour. It'll help you. Listen, you get in here and you begin to listen. You may not see it, but you believe God for it. I'm telling you, you can believe God enough till this thing will show up. Glory to God. But you got to speak things into existence. Some things are and have not been formed, but because you are desiring them and because God loves you, he'll let you speak some things. And because you spoke it, it'll show up. It'll show up. Somebody tell somebody else that it'll show up. Yes, it will. I'm living witness. Glory to God. Let us go to verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Right? Verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us go back just a minute. Be very sure now. You have been trained to a self-sufficient maturity that you've entered into a generous common life with those who have trained you, right? So some of us have had great teachers. We have had great instructors. We have had great tutors, right? We have had those to teach us and train us to help build us up to where we are today. And we ought to give them thanks. We ought to pay homage to them. We ought to honor them, right? So here it is. You're seeing that, you know, we were taught, right? We've been trained to a self-sufficient maturity. Now that we've entered into this generous common life with those who trained us, sharing all the good things that you have and sharing your experiences. Some people will not tell you how they got from point A to B because they don't want you to supersede them. They're afraid that if you got to A and B, you got to B, that you would know more than them and you would take what they have. Little do they know, you're not trying to walk in their path. You're just trying to get some pointers. Come on here. Because of what God got for you is nothing like what he had for them. And what God is about to take you through is nothing that they've ever been through, because what is on your life is far greater than what's on theirs. Hallelujah. Who am I talking to tonight? You better stop and listen. Pay attention. You've been sitting under people who have never pushed you, who have never allowed you a space to grow and think in the things of God. You have been sitting under people who only thing that they wanted from you was your servanthood. They wanted you to serve them. They wanted you to worship them. They wanted you to bow to them. And not one time that they activate any of the gifts that you had. Not one time that they let you go forth even in a prayer service. I'm telling you, I know of some people who have been in church 40 plus years, and they have called a ministry on their life, and they couldn't even say a prayer in church. You hear what I'm telling you? But their minister sat down on them. Their pastor sat on them, sat on the anointing, and pushed everybody else above them. And they've been there the longest. Isn't that sad? So what are you saying, brother pastor? You think I pray better than you? Or you think that I really may have an avenue to God, whereas you pray, nothing happens? Mm-hmm. So is that why you don't want me to pray? Right? So you got to look at that. Why are your leaders sitting down on you? Why have they, and especially if you've gone to them and said, listen, I believe the Lord is calling me. I'm dreaming. He's showing me things. I'm seeking him more. I'm even turning my plate down. I believe that I have a call of ministry on my life. And if they say, well, not yet. Why not yet? Because when God called you, whom he called, he qualified. Come on, somebody. Come on. And not only did he qualify you, but he equipped you to do the job. God never give you a job to do that you can't do. You hear me? He already knows. He knows what's in you. He knows what you're made of. He knows what you're capable of doing. He will never give you a job to do that you can't do. Now, he will stretch you, and you will have multiple things to do at the same time. But God will never put no more on you than what you can bear. And when you can't bear it, the word says he'll give you a way of escape. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God. Nobody. Nobody can make a fool out of God. What a person plants, he will harvest. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, harvests a crop of weeds. You hear me? Let me say that again for the people in the back. The person who plants selfishness, you stand it. You selfish. You got a self-righteous spirit. You don't ever want to sow. You greedy. You greedy. You want to eat of the crop, but you don't want to plant in. Oh, by Sanda. You don't want to plant nothing. All you want to do is reap, but you ain't sold nothing. Lord, have mercy. Those days are coming to an end, people. God is trying to get you into a place quickly, because you're not going to be able to get things like you've been getting them, and then you're not doing anything for it. No. Don't you know people get tired of you using them? That's a usury spirit. You couldn't do it at the church that you was under. You couldn't just go there and you because of folks knowing you, you was giving like you was wealth and everything. You didn't have it to do it. But you was doing it because you wanted to show face. You wanted to show them that you were, you know, this overnight wonderful success, right? And so you was just giving, and you know you ain't having to do it like that, but you were doing it. Why? Because you know, all right, because that's your family church. Uh-huh. And you trying to outdo somebody, and you ain't even got it like that. Lord, help us to stay in our own lane. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. So listen, people of God. I'm going back. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others. Let me hurry up. Ignoring the needs of others ignores God. And guess what else? They harvest a crop of weeds. All he'll have to show for his life is weeds. He will never be able to show the abundance. He will never be able to walk out the abundance of life. He will never be able to have blessings that add no sorrow. You know why? Because he only, Lord Jesus, he was selfish in his planning, right? He was selfish. And so because he ignored the needs of others and he ignored God, he gonna have nothing but weeds. Lord Jesus. But the one who plants in response to God, I got to say that again. But you, the ones who listen to God, when you God speak, you move out, you execute, you run, you go and do, you be about your Father's business. You don't wait on God to say, God ain't got to say it not another time. You heard the voice of the Lord the first time. You hearkened diligently unto his voice, and you moved out on what God said. You ran out on what God said. You went to where God said go. You answered the call of God. You did not act as if you never heard it. Right? And we call on Brother Adam. Adam, I know you heard God. If you and him was the only one talking every day, you mean to tell me now that your eyes have become open, you can't answer him? You think now he can't see or hear you? He don't know where you are? Come on now. So don't say, I start acting like Adam, right? Glory to God. You know what? Tonight, I didn't get no hand claps from the thing on tonight. I guess I wasn't saying nothing. Oh, but I'm opening up my mouth, honey. I'm saying something. I'm saying something. You just got to be receiving it, right? Hallelujah. Amen. We almost through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the one who plants in response to God, letting God's spirit do the growth work in him, harvests a crop of real life, eternal life. Amen. Eternal life, everlasting life. Come on here. You shall reap of the spirit, everlasting life, life everlasting. Glory to God. And verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. My God. So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, somebody say at the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up, if we don't quit. You hear me? My. So listen, the Lord said, don't you get weary in well-doing. Don't you get weary in doing good by people because other folks are acting a fool. Other people are cutting up. Don't you get weary now because I'm about to bless you right here. I'm about to bless you in just a little while. You getting ready to reap if you don't quit, if you don't faint, if you don't throw in the towel, if you don't collapse, if you don't fall out, if you don't run from it. You're about to reap if you faint not. Listen. Bible begins to declare that the young Atlas, they do fall. Yes, they fall. Yes, they do. The young will fall. They will, oh, Lord have mercy. They will utterly fall. But the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk in that faint. I'm trying to tell you, God is about to give you that strength that you need to endure. God is about to give you that power that you need to endure. He's about to give you the grace to endure as a good soldier what you need to endure. God is getting ready to give you that tenacity that you need to keep moving forward. He's getting ready to give you your drive back. He's getting ready to give you your spunk back. He's getting ready to give you your walk back. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to do it. Somebody say he's doing it right now. He's doing it right now. Let's close these Bibles. That is the word of the Lord. Don't you get weary tonight in doing good because you're getting ready to reap. You're getting ready to reap. I'm getting ready to reap because I'm not going to faint. I'm getting ready to reap. You're getting ready to reap because we're not going to faint now. Amen. Hallelujah. That is the word of the Lord. I hope that you got something out of the message on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So Dr. Kim and Kim, let's get ready to open up these phone lines. And when you come on, I want you to give me your name, your city and state, Amen. Let me know where you're chiming in from. Amen. And if you got a prayer request, you can just give it to me. Amen. I'm super excited. And supercharged. I got in on time. Amen. Good evening, caller. You on the air with the apostle. Good evening, caller.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hanna. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. I just want to thank you for this word on tonight because I'm very excited. I'm getting ready to reap in the name of Jesus because I'm not going to faint. So I thank the Lord for bringing this word tonight in Jesus' holy name. And may the Lord fill you back up while you release
you,
for
Jesus.
Him in Jesus' holy name. And you are getting ready to reap too in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
I accept. Because,
yes,
you know, you know, I'd be like, Lord, I ain't going to go there tonight, but amen. I accept,
yes,
woman of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, God, listen, God put people in your life, right? And
yes,
if you are a blessing to them,
yes, ma'am,
they ought to be a blessing to you.
Amen.
It should be reciprocated. It shouldn't be just no one way, right?
Yes,
it shouldn't always be no one way. If you enjoying things, if you growing, and if you, why is it it got to just be one way? If you just take, and you never give. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Glory to God. So I'm telling you, we're getting ready to, you know what God is getting ready to do, and I hope everybody hear this. God is taking us out of those kind of circles, and I know he's taking me up out of them. I already know.
Amen.
That's why he's planning certain things. I'm getting ready to come out of the circles where everybody is taking. I'm the only one.
Yeah.
I may be the only one giving and everybody taking. No, that ain't going to be that kind of circle. We're going to get. If I give to you, you can give back to me, right? Amen.
Amen.
We're there for each other. It's like a twofold. It ain't no one way, right? So, you know,
Amen. And
so I thank God, though, you know, because it's a learning lesson.
Amen.
We have to learn. Amen. And I just
Amen.
Feel it. And some of you, I know how God is getting ready to remove you out of some circles that you've been in too long. You have been in some circles, amen, and you will not appreciate it. And so God's getting ready to take you where they are appreciating you. He's getting ready to take you to where they're ready to hear your voice. They are ready. They're in anticipation on your arrival. Hey, I'm the Messiah. They're waiting on your arrival. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you get ready, woman of God. You stay in that word because God is getting ready to take you somewhere in that word. You hear me? Glory to God. They get ready. Stay on your post.
Yes,
don't you
ma'am.
Come down off the wall. That is the word of the Lord for you tonight.
Amen.
Thank you for joining
Amen.
Me.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I love you. God bless you.
God
bless you. God bless you. Good evening, caller. You are on the air with the apostle.
Good evening. This is Diane Franklin. Praise the Lord, Pastor.
God bless you.
Great word tonight. I've always had the gift of giving on my life. I'm a giver. I love to give. But I do too. Sometimes I feel like I just give too much. And seem like sometimes it be the same people, the same circle. In that little circle, the same people seem like you just always, they always coming to you. You know, it be the same ones all the time that you be giving to. And a lot of times you just feel sometimes you just can't help but to feel like, you know, that you being used, you know, and I have cried out to God many times, you know, concerning that, you know, but I keep giving because look like when I don't do it, I feel so guilty and I just feel, you know, when you know the word, what God said in his word about giving and when you don't give it and you know that you have it to give and you don't, you know, no matter how many times that same person comes to you and you don't give it to me, it just does something to me and look like I just have to go head on, even when
said
no.
But sometimes
what
you have to do when you're like that, see, the thing is, woman of God, God will, sometimes we get to the point where we just give them because we don't want to hear their mouth and we just don't, we don't want to hear, we don't want to deal with the warfare. But God, you have to ask God. Well, you got to ask God, God, who am I to sow into? God, am I to sow into this person? Mm-hmm. If he say no, that means no. I've gotten whipped because I was giving people that God never told me to give. I have gotten whipped because God told me, you're going to have to ask me. there are prayers that we can't even pray for certain people because God didn't tell us to. One thing about it, though, God has somebody around the clock praying for everybody. Everybody didn't pray for, but there are certain people he assigned you to pray for. He assigned you to give so into. You know what I'm saying? So we just have to ask him, amen, you know, because the enemy will come in and try to make you feel guilty. And you know, especially when you know they're doing different things with the money. You know, they may say, well, I'm going to, I needed to pay rent on my rent. Can you help me out? And you're like, well, I just gave you such and such. And you said you're going to give it back. And you said, but I had, I just went on and gave it to you because I know you probably would. But and then you got to say, Lord, check my spirit. Check your spirit. Lord, am I just giving because I don't want to look bad in front of them? No. Listen, you got to let God lead you. Amen. Because what you're having is they're not appreciating. They're just using. If they're the same people, that's usury. That's usury. So I thank you for joining me on tonight. I want you to be encouraged because God got something special for you, woman of God. He got something special for you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So you be encouraged. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Glory to God. Good evening, Carly. You on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Good evening. This is KB from Brookhaven, Mississippi. And I thank you for that word. God bless you. Thank you for that message on tonight. Thank you. We needed it.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, KB. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just listening to that message, letting it manifest.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I want to thank you for tuning in on tonight. Amen. Continue to let the word of God marinate in your spirit. Let it marinate.
Yes,
don't
ma'am.
Let it just fall to the ground. Let it marinate and let it hit the right places in Jesus' name. So I want to thank you again for tuning in. I will. You be encouraged on tonight. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Bless you. Bless
God bless you. Amen. Good evening, calling you on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle. How are you? This is Jamaica from Mobile, Alabama.
Amen. I am well. Thank you for asking. What's going on with you?
I'm working.
Amen. Things are looking up.
Amen.
Things are looking up. You know, you may, you know, it may not be as fast as you want, but things are looking up.
Amen.
And God said, keep looking to the hills from which cometh your help, because your help comes from above.
Amen.
You hear me? Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on tonight. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. I accept. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good evening, calling you on the air with the apostle.
This is Ronnie calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Nice word on tonight.
Amen. God. Amen. God bless you from Cleveland, Ohio. Are you woke tonight?
Yes, Mama.
Amen. Amen. Listen. Listen. You keep looking up. You hear me? Amen. Keep looking up. Keep looking up.
Yeah.
There is no reason to look down. The only time you need to look down is when you're trying to, when you're crossing over, crossing over some things, when you stomping on the devil's neck, ain't no reason for you to look down. Keep looking up. Hold your head up because you are not defeated, because God is the greatest power. You will never be defeated. That is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. Thank you for tuning in. I love you.
Love you too.
Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. This is Tanya Ross. I'm from, I live in Theodore, Alabama. And I thank God for that word. Be with your spiritual.
Come on. That's it.
Such a one. In the spirit of meekness, it's the way we have to give it to them. Just like you said, it's a way to become in meekness, because we could be tempted in any kind of way. I thank God for that word, reminding me how we should talk to one another and how we should handle one another. Because they may be a baby, they send them back out in the world. And I bless God for that word. Pray the Lord bless you exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask.
Hallelujah.
You get people from the north, south, east, and west. The
thank you, God.
and let your overflow in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. I receive it all in Jesus' name, just like that. Thank you, amen. I thank you, amen. I thank you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is up to something. And listen, you know, when I say we ain't going to be able to talk, you know, we ain't going to be able to tell people, they're going to be like, you lying, you know. But we ain't going to know. We ain't going to know. And y'all be careful again. I want to reiterate this about the things coming in the mail. Don't throw things away saying it's junk mail. Some of you are going to get things about property. Things that are unclaimed money. They're going to come in the mail. Even Hondo Boshaya, there are banks that are still, if you still with Wells Fargo, there's money that have not been paid out. All of it has not been paid out. Just be looking for a miracle every day. Look for your inheritance every day. You don't want nobody to die to get no inheritance. So begin to look for it. Money is coming. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, listen, we are in a recession. We are, hey, there is famine in the land. There are things that you, when you're in it two times, you can't get no breast or no food for the babies. You know something's going on.
Amen. Amen.
But we ain't trying to talk about no politics. But what I will say is this. Even though all of that, you see the shelves are empty. But guess what? It won't be empty for us. I'm telling you, you can walk in the store and there's only one can left for you. It can be one six-pack of Coke left for you. It can be one chicken left for you. It can be one ham left for you. God, he's going to take care of his own. I don't care if the gas prices go up to $6. God, allow somebody to, you be at the pump trying to scratch your head and wonder how you going to pay it. And somebody say, it's on me. I got number two in mind. Number two and three, I got it. That's the time we're in. When people are going to give back to us. Ah, yes, God. It's a sowing and a reaping time. And I don't sow no weeds, so I ain't finna reap no weeds, all right? Glory to God.
Amen.
So glory to God. We just bless the name of the Lord. Thank you for joining me on tonight.
Amen. I enjoyed it.
Amen. Be encouraged. Because you, and listen, woman of God, and this next step, these next few steps that you got to make, and some things you pondering about, God said he's going to give you which way to do, which how to handle, and which way to go. There's something that's really pressing in your spirit. You trying to figure it out in your head. You know how you sometimes can overthink a thing, and that's what you're doing. But God said he's going to show you the direction. He's going to give you the strategies of how to handle it. But this is the thing. What God is getting ready to do for you. And you know it, you can feel it, you can sense it, but you know, you don't know when, and you know what I'm saying? But God is going, this thing will cause a whole lot of warfare if you don't have people praying for you. You hear me? This thing here, it's going to shipwreck some stuff. It's going to shake the foundation. I'm trying to tell you something, it's going to shake up the fallowing ground. But I guarantee you, you will not be harmed, but it will stir up some warfare. But honey, you're gonna have the right folks praying for you. You hear me? Hallelujah. So don't worry. Just handle God's business. God didn't bring you this far to leave you. He didn't bring you this far to go through all the hell you went through for the anointing, for the oil. He ain't going to leave you now. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Share that Messiah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Honorable, wonderful Savior. Honorable Messiah. We thank you on tonight. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle. Thank you, Lord God. And we thank you, God. So listen, people of God, I want you to make sure that you invite your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your auntie and your uncle and them, your mothers and your fathers. Invite them out to this broadcast on next Tuesday night, 6 p.m., the same bat time, the same Jesus station, the same Jesus time. Y'all know I used to love me some Batman and Robin, so that's where I get that cliche from, all right? Y'all know I'm a Trekkie, too. I love me some Star Trek, right? But anyway, we want y'all to join us again. Amen. And Make sure you bring some people. Because I want to do a service where I don't do nothing but prophesy for either an hour and a half. That's all I want to do. But I don't want to do it. I want to make sure we got the people on. Because, you know, if you don't have people on, you know, they need to hear the word, then, you know, they would miss it. So let's try to do that. Amen. We're going to have a service for nothing but an hour and a half. Of nothing but prophecy, all for a whole hour, and hour and a half. Amen. We bless God for each and every one of you. We're praying for you. We're praying for your families. We thank God for you and your endeavors. Y'all be safe out there. Amen. Be safe and stay with the Father. So, Dr. Kimmy Kim, it's been real. Good night, everybody. Shalom.